Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone, and on this episode, I want to talk about taking a break from healing. Taking a break from healing to me is just so important. And when I say take a break from healing, I mean take a break from constantly trying to correct yourself and redirect yourself and critique things that you do and say and thinking of ways to improve yourself and your life and just really live in the moment and just acknowledge your current needs and wants. I look back on my life and there were so many times where I should have been happy or celebrating those small little wins, because those small little wins are so important. Those small little wins is what's going to add the fuel to your fire. Those small wins are what keeps you going. I know a lot of people like to look at the bigger picture. Yeah, but those small details is what makes the bigger picture the amazing, great, whatever it is, you know? That's what makes the bigger picture better. Those small little details. And self-improvement is an important part of my life. And I know it's an important part of so many of you guys' life who listen to my podcast. But you want to also make sure that you are living a life where you feel fulfilled and that you have a good quality of living. And one of the ways that you can do that is by taking a break from healing and really making sure that you are acknowledging your feelings and your emotions in that present moment, and also asking yourself, what do I need? Whenever I'm in like a funky mood, and sometimes I can't even explain it, you know, it's not necessarily sadness or overwhelmed or anger. Sometimes I'm just in this funky mood and I'll just ask myself, what do I need right now? Do I need to go make me some food? Do I need a sweet little treat? Do I need a hot cup of coffee? Do I need to read a book? What do I need right now in this moment? Start prioritizing your wants and your needs. And it's not selfish. It's not selfish. You are allowed to do whatever you want. This is your life. You are allowed to change your mind whenever you want to change your mind. You are allowed to say, hey, I used to like this, but now I don't. I used to want to do this, but now I don't want to. You're so allowed to do that, and you don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations to appease other people. Prioritize yourself, your wants, and your needs. This is your life, okay? And if you look around, a lot of people are putting their wants and needs before anything else. If someone is asking something of you and you feel like it's taking a lot out of you, when you tell that person no, guess what? They're going to go find someone else that'll do it. And it's the same thing with a job. If you feel like this job is taking a lot out of me, let me go find somewhere else to work. They're going to find someone to take that position, okay? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the company. Worry about yourself. And making sure that you are living a very fulfilling life that you enjoy. When I say it's the small things for me, it's the small things. When I tell you I have a shower routine that is so ridiculous. I have like different types of body washes, body scrubs, body oils. Like, and I'm serious about it. You know, I'm very serious about it. That's like 15 minutes of me time that I just really enjoy, that I feel like it's so relaxing. And I know it may seem like such a small thing, but it means a lot to me. And I'm coming for my skin routine next, okay? I love Rihanna. I love my Fenty. But I'm like, I think I need something a little bit more aggressive. My skin, now that I'm getting older, is a little different from when I was younger. When I was younger, I could really like maintain it with like the bare minimum. But now I'm like, okay, I need to step this up. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having a skincare routine included in my night routine and in my morning routine. I've been going to the trail and walking the trail, just getting outside, getting some fresh air. And it's so relaxing instead of being in like a stuffy gym. I went to go work out one day and it was just a smell in the gym that I couldn't explain. I don't know what it was, but it bothered me. And at first I'm like, oh, let's just get through the workout. But I'm like, you know what? No, I'm leaving. And I took my butt right to a trail and started walking. My biggest issue with looking at the bigger picture all the time and not being attentive to your current needs and paying attention to those small little details is because those small little details are the friends that you have around you and the things that come out of their mouths and how it influences you or affect you as a person. Those small details is those coworkers and bosses who are the no filter people and tell it like it is people who are chipping away at your self-esteem, your self-worth, just chipping away at your happiness. And you gotta realize people do that stuff on purpose. Some people's self-esteem relies on putting other people down. Their self-esteem relies on making other people feel bad. A lot of people are very unhappy and satisfied with their lives. So don't let anybody let their self-esteem rely on you. Start removing yourself from situations and be in places where you feel celebrated, because at the end of the day, nobody is perfect. And even me, now that I am a nurse and I have my own apartment and I got a cute little dog. I've been had her forever, though. That's my baby. I am still having to be around and separate myself and figure out the next move. It never stops, you know? You got to constantly prioritize yourself, make yourself the main character. You are the most important person in your story. It's a constant thing. Even once you accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, it's not going to make all of your problems just disappear like magic. My problems have not disappeared like magic, but I am so happy and satisfied with myself in my life, and when problems come up, I know how to handle them. I handle my problems differently now, and that's the difference, okay? I handle them differently. The way I look at them are differently. I know what to entertain and what to ignore. I know when I need to speak up and I need to say something and when I need to walk away, and those are very important. Okay, it's very important. And I also know when people are giving me shitty advice. Oh God. You guys, I realized so much how some of the advice people was giving me was so terrible. And in that moment, I used to be like thinking like, oh yeah, she ate with that. That is really good advice. And now I'm like, that is so stupid. And you're older than me. Like, why would you even think that was okay? Or think that that is a good idea. Like, when I tell you my mindset, the way I view the world, the way I view myself, is just constantly growing and changing and evolving. And I want to keep working on improving my day-to-day life. That's why I started crocheting, you know? That's why I read books. That's why I take time to work out. I've been buying healthier foods, you guys. And just to give you guys a little update on my crocheting journey, I've only been crocheting for like 2 weeks now, but I feel like I'm catching on pretty well. Certain things is like, that's really hard. It's going to take more practice. My next project is going to be like my fourth project, and I'm going to finally start a blanket, okay? I know that's like the most popular thing to do when you crochet, but the last thing that I made was a shrug shirt. It's basically a shirt where it's only like the top part that goes across your chest and sleeves. When I tell you the excitement that I got from completing my project, it's not perfect. I made a lot of mistakes because I'm still working, but it's definitely wearable. I could definitely wear it out. But I'm so excited about it. I called my mom to FaceTime my mom to like show her like, hey, I'm finished. In the excitement that I got and the satisfaction that I got from completing it, oh my God, it felt so great. It's just like a feeling that I can't even explain. And I'm looking forward to the next thing. And I know my blanket's going to take me a really long time to do because it's going to be a nice size, but I'm looking forward to doing it. And let's start enjoying the process. Let's start enjoying the process of working towards our goals. Let's be happy. We don't have to struggle and be upset and be frustrated and be overwhelmed. Let's do things to take that frustration and that overwhelming feeling away from ourselves when we're trying to accomplish something, when we're working towards something, when we want to be better. Let's take away that. Let's stop normalizing the struggle, okay? And that's why I said it's really important that you just find things that you enjoy, like in your day-to-day life, you know, that really gives you some type of satisfaction. Start thinking outside of the box, you know. I really want to start buying puzzles, like the ones that be like 150 pieces, 300 pieces. Like, I'm nervous because I'm like, I feel like I would get frustrated. Like, I would have to take breaks from it and like go back to it later. It might take me a week or two to finish. But it's something that I want to do that I feel like I know it sounds like out of the box and you don't hear people say that every day, but it's something that I think about a lot. And don't let anybody shame you for the things that you want to do in your interest. You can always find a community of people. I'm sure if I go and type up puzzles on TikTok, it's going to be like a community of people who buy puzzles and put puzzles together. It's just like with crochet. When I started looking up videos, it's this big community of people, Black, white, Asian, just a community of people who just love to crochet. It's groups that you can join, and some of them are like web groups that you can actually join, and everybody's just like on Zoom together and like at their house in their own spaces, but we can all see each other and discuss what we're doing or making and give each other advice. And I think that's so great. I was at work and I had my book because I like to bring my books to work. I work the night shift and it really helps my night go by faster. Whenever I bring a good book and I read, like, my night always goes by quick. Well, one of the other nurses saw me reading a book. And later on, when she was around another nurse, she go, "Simone bought a book." And the other nurse kind of like brushed her off. And I was happy that she did that, first of all, because some people like to feed into nonsense. But guess what? I still bought my book. I mean, are you going to keep saying the same thing every night that everybody already know? I'm going to keep bringing it, okay? Do not be afraid to show up as who you are. I mean, you're not going to shame me. I'm not going to feel bad or feel like a loser or because I'm doing something that's actually productive. Okay. I want to take this time to say thank you to everybody who listened to the podcast. I don't care if you only listen to one episode. I really appreciate it so much. I've been so surprised with all the different countries that's tuning in. Of course, I expected the United States. I live in America, but I was so surprised with Belgium, Brazil, Germany, Sweden, all these different countries. I was very, very surprised. Thank you guys for just tuning in. I want to think of ways to make the podcast better. Maybe actually release the podcast on the set date that I said I was going to release it on and try to come up with a list of topics, because a lot of times it's just like I'll get on here and I'll talk about whatever I'm in the mood to talk about, and it's not really planned out. But I do want you guys to really enjoy the podcast more, and I want to improve it. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys next time.